Brian Cashman says it's not time to count the New York Yankees out. However, I'm starting to have my doubts. I'm going to break down all these thoughts and more on this brand new episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, which begins right now.
You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. It hasn't been ideal for the New York Yankees as they currently sit in last place in the American League East. And of course, you can look at it and you could say, you know, Tampa's been hot, 25-6. They played a relatively weak schedule, so hopefully they cool down a couple of series with the Yankees coming up where the Yankees can make up some ground. Baltimore's playing some great baseball right now, and you're in a division where all five teams are currently over 500. However, this is not what Yankee fans and myself expect from this group and from this organization. You know, the Yankees have always been that hierarchy of teams in Major League Baseball. With the payroll that they put together, this group should be more competitive. And quite frankly, there's a lot of things that are going wrong for the New York Yankees early. Is it time to panic? That is the major question. And Brian Cashman, when he talked to the media before the Indian series wrapped up, said, "Don't count us out yet." I'm having a difficult time believing Cashman and really putting any type of confidence in this team. And I'm going to talk about that and more on this brand new episode. Before we get started, reminder, follow us on social media at Pinstripe Talk ND on Twitter. You can follow the Delahanty Media brand all over social media just by looking up Delahanty Media. Go to our website, DelahantyMedia.com, for all the latest news and updates regarding our show and our entire brand as a whole. And of course, make sure you subscribe on whatever podcasting platform you listen on, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you choose to get our podcast, make sure you subscribe for all the latest information regarding our show. I've sat down and I've thought about this, and I didn't want to be one of those people that reacts very quickly to things. And sometimes that could bite you in the butt. But thinking about this group, I think that the Yankees really fooled us by thinking that they were going to be competitive. And here's my thought process on the whole matter. Yes, they re-signed Aaron Judge. That was a big part of their offseason. That was their plan going in, that they needed to re-up with their most popular player. I get that. They brought in Carlos Rodon, who still hasn't taken the mound and isn't even close to being ready to take the mound for the Yankees. And that's a concern in itself because they gave him a big contract and he hasn't even thrown a baseball yet for them. At that point when they signed Rodon, I remember hearing, I believe it was Cashman, saying that they're not done yet. You're not done yet? What else did you do? You look at this team right now, and obviously, there's a lot of injuries. The trades that they've done in the last couple of years have not panned out whatsoever. Frankie Montas, shoulder surgery. Lou Trevino, Tommy John. They just haven't panned out. Efros, if you want to go that deep into it, he's out with Tommy John. So they haven't been able to find value via the trade market. And regarding free agency, yeah, great. You signed Judge. You signed Rodon. Both are on the injured list right now. What else did you do to fix this roster? Let's be honest. This is the same exact team from last year, a team that came up short, except for Anthony Volpe. And if you want to make the case for Cabrera getting more time, whatever it may be. But they went into this season thinking that everybody was going to be duped, that, you know, Luis Severino was going to be healthy. You had Carlos Rodon, he was going to be healthy. The bullpen was going to be healthy. It hasn't worked. Donaldson's a waste at third base. Injured right now, but, you know, the production isn't there for a guy who's making $25 million a year. Aaron Hicks, who is absolutely atrocious, he's making $10 million to basically be a backup and not play. To tell you how bad it's been, they've been playing Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who is not an outfielder by any means, in the outfield ahead of Aaron Hicks. And these guys are eating up money on your payroll. You know, the Yankees should take a page out of the Diamondbacks' book. Madison Bumgarner not performing to the level they thought he would. What did they do? They designated him for assignment. The Yankees may have a lot more money. Why not DFA him and try to see if somebody else could fill the void? You know, you're looking at Donaldson, who's useless, and you're probably not going to get rid of that contract, but Hicks at $10 million a year for a couple more seasons, I would just cut ties and be like, you know what? Thanks, we tried it, didn't work out. You know, good luck. And then you look at some regulars. Gleyber Torres has been hit or miss. DJ LeMahieu, as much as I love LeMahieu, he hasn't been hitting to the level he's capable of. And can you really blame him? Who's in that lineup protecting him? The lineup, other than one through maybe four on some days, the rest is atrocious. Yeah, Willie Calhoun's had a couple of big hits lately. Is he a guy that really should be playing every day in New York? Franchi Cordero saw a ton of at-bats. He was hot at the beginning of the year. He really cooled off. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa getting a lot of at-bats. These are guys that, you know, when we thought about this team, were not big factors. And that's unfortunate because you can't control injuries, but at what point do you say something's got to give and something's got to change? Because this isn't working. We got duped. We really did. This offseason, they re-signed Cashman to an extension. They re-signed Boone to an extension. And we're going to get to Boone in a minute because I'm fed up with him as well. It's just frustrating to look at this team and say, they're a legit playoff contender, because they're not. Giancarlo Stanton, he's a physical specimen. He can't stay healthy. Do you really think Stanton's trying to pull his hamstring every time he runs the bases? Absolutely not. But with bigger guys like him and Judge, the injuries are going to happen. Judge gets hurt sliding into third base, trying to steal a bag in a situation where I would not have my best player trying to steal a bag. You know, you got to remember how big and, you know, how fragile he's been. And I don't want to say fragile in a mean way, but he's been hurt relatively a lot. You don't want him to get injured by pulling something, and that's exactly what happened. Stanton gets hurt hitting a double and running it out to second base. He gets pinch run for. We all think he's okay, and he goes down. Then you get Harrison Bader back, and he gets hurt in his second game back. He gets run into by Kiner-Falefa, who has no idea what he's doing in left field, who just made a blunder of a play, like, literally 2 minutes before, and now you have Bader questionable with what's going on with him. Hopefully he's okay. The Yankees are saying he's going to be fine, but we all know what the Yankees say, and what actually happens is totally different. They told us Loaisiga was healthy, and he was okay, that it was just a minor setback. And then what happens there? Then he needs an elbow surgery to remove a bone spur, and he's out till August. It just doesn't end. When it rains, it pours with this team. And the final game of the Indian series was a perfect analogy of that. The rain started to come down. The Yankees lose not only Bader to injury, but Peraza, who comes in to pinch run. They can't catch a break. Yes, you got to take into effect, if this team is healthy, they're probably a little bit better than they are at this point in the year. But you have to also look at it and say, how much better are they? Are they really that much better? I honestly think they would probably be like a third place team in this division at this point in the year. Rodon makes a big difference. Severino makes a big difference. But again, you still have a lot of holes in that lineup where you're not putting up runs. Thank goodness for Gerrit Cole, because without Gerrit Cole, this team would be well under 500. The guy's been dealing. And quite frankly, you can make the case that the start of the year has been his best as a Yankee. So for him, he's having a Cy Young Award type of year. He's earning that money that they're paying him, that big time money, and rightly so. He's an ace. But they got to get something other than him in that rotation. Clark Schmidt's not the answer. He's not. Brito has had flashes, but again, he's a guy that you look at and you say, you know what? He's a quality depth piece. You really don't want him throwing every fifth day. Not right now, at least. Cortez has been solid. He had a really bad outing against Texas. They're saying he was sick. I don't know what the case is, but Again, that's a formidable two or three in a rotation. And then Domingo Germán, who we're going to talk about in a minute when we get into Aaron Boone, he's been up and down. He's a guy that you don't know what you're going to get out of him. So there's a lot of inconsistency factors with this Yankees roster, and that's something they didn't take into consideration when they were molding this roster. Brian Cashman thought that somebody was going to take Josh Donaldson's contract off his hands. Brian Cashman thought that somebody was going to take Aaron Hicks's contract off his hands. No! Who in their right mind would take either one? Those are horrible, horrible, horrible contracts, and the Yankees are responsible for both. Because what did they do? They wanted to get rid of Gary Sanchez so bad, so they tied Gio Urshela, who was a fan favorite. Maybe you can make the case that Urshela really, you know, met his peak and was as good as he was going to get. But then you take on that atrocious Donaldson contract, thinking you can get him to be a star again, and he's been nothing but not good. That's really the best way I could put it. So there's a lot of issues with this team. And now, shifting off the field a little bit, I am finally at that point, and I've defended him, and I've tried, and, you know, I've given him his fair amount of chances, and if you don't believe me, go back and listen to some of my older shows, because it will tell you that. Aaron Boone needs to go. He needs to go. I am done with this narrative that Boone is a good manager. He does not know how to use a bullpen. He does not know how to go off a feel in a game. He does not have it. Certain instances I'm going to bring up in the recent history that will make sense. Number one, Nestor Cortes struggling in Texas. Obviously wasn't himself. You let him go over 100 pitches and not go to the bullpen? You let him ride it out as, you know, as far as he can go. You don't try to salvage the game by taking him out. That was a feel move for me. The minute that Cortes was getting lit up, I would have yanked him out of the game. There's no point in wasting bullets in a day where he doesn't have it. Quite frankly, he didn't have it. You knew that. So why was he still in that game? To eat innings? He's not a guy you want eating innings. Especially when you're getting blown out. Take him out, go to the bullpen. Heck, if the game gets even worse than it did, go to a position player. Who cares at that point? But for a guy who's so valuable to your team, why would you waste innings in a start where he don't have it? The second instance, Domingo Germán throws a gem against the Indians in game one of the series. An absolute gem! Goes into the ninth inning. He's at, like, what, 82 pitches to start the inning? He lets up a hit, and Boone takes him out at 88 pitches. If you were going batter for batter, why not just go to the bullpen and give them a fresh inning? So he turns to Clay Holmes, a ground ball machine. And the first batter hits a little doinker next to him, and he bobbles it. And what happens? The wheels come off the bus. First of all, Holmes is not a closer. He should not be used as a closer. The Yankees should have Michael King or Ron Marinaccio serving as their closer right now. Anybody else? I don't want it. So anyway, back to Boone. He takes out Germán, who absolutely dominated, and goes to Holmes. Of course, what happens? The wheels fall off the bus. Yankees lose the game. He doesn't learn, because in game three of the series, Marinaccio's dealing. And you have to remember, the Yankees had the off day after. So for Marinaccio to go more than one inning, that's okay. The guy's dealing. Let him go. He takes him out. He puts Holmes in again. And what happens? Same situation. It's like insanity. Doing the same thing over and over and over again. There is no feel with Aaron Boone as a manager. Yes, I get it. Analytics and all the data that is driven and taken by these teams, I'm sure they have a crap ton of it. And I'm not arguing against it. But sometimes you have to go by feel. And that's one of the things that I miss about the sport of baseball. You had older managers. Go back to the likes of Joe Torre. Go back to Bobby Cox. You know, use those guys as examples. They managed off of feel. If they thought something was going to work, or if they saw something on the mound that they didn't like, they made a change. They managed off of what they saw. And I feel like Boone is just a puppet at this point. Kind of like, oh, you know what, this is what you gotta do, here you go. It's a shame that he's putting them in a position to lose games, especially when they're not equipped roster-wise to be a successful team in the long run. Until they get healthy, you have to take advantage of these games. You cannot fall behind. Last night on the YES Network's broadcast, they said it, and it's something that is so true. You can lose a division in the first 2 months of the year. Last year, we saw how good the Yankees were early on. They were up, what, 15 and a half games in the division? And they struggled in the second half. They basically backed into the division. Because, why? That first half of the year held them up to the point where that struggle in the second half didn't affect them. There's so much wrong with this Yankees team right now. And for the first time, I think they have a legitimate shortstop in quite some time, in Anthony Volpe. And yeah, you know, say what you want about his average, whatever. The kid's been hot as of late. He's starting to get it, especially on the bases. I love when he gets on base because he just adds a wrench in the other team's operation. And he makes it difficult to focus on the batter because you don't know when he's going to break for second base. He's an instant game changer, and he plays the game the right way. You know, you look at that, and you're like, okay, you got Volpe. Judge is currently on the mend. Stanton's on the mend. Donaldson's hurt. This team doesn't really impress me. I hate to say it, but they don't impress me. And I don't think that when they get healthy, if they ever do get healthy, because quite frankly, at this point, you can't even say they're going to get healthy. When they get healthy, I don't see them as a strong contender in the American League. Yeah, the pitching will be solid if Rodon comes back and Cole keeps pitching away, he's throwing, and Cortez continues to be Nestor Cortez. I get that. That's a great 1-2-3, but there's also a lot of ifs there. There's not one spot on this team that there's not a big if surrounding it, including the manager. There's a lot of question marks surrounding the Yankees right now, and they're not hitting. You know, some of these guys, you look at this roster, how many of these guys are not big league caliber Yankees? Think about it. Did anybody think Franchi Cordero was going to be a Yankee for as long as he's been? Did anybody think Willie Calhoun was going to see as many opportunities as he's been? He's been almost an everyday DH. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, a guy who fell out of favor, and rightly so, is seeing a lot of time in the outfield. It is a mess in the Bronx. And right now, Yankee fans, we're going to have to hold tight because it's not changing anytime soon. They're still a ways off from getting some of these guys back. And when they do come back, hopefully it's not too late. And hopefully this team could prove everybody wrong that, you know, Cashman's vision was something that could actually work. Put them up against the best teams in the American League. They're not better than Tampa. You can make the case that, you know, they're somewhat around Minnesota. They're in first in the Central. The Yankees would be tied for first in the Central if they were in that division. Just shows how good the American League East has been. Texas has been hot. The Angels have been playing solid baseball. They really need to have a good year with Ohtani being a free agent at the end of the year. Houston's a game over 500, but you look at them and you say, you know, their roster, it's probably better pound for pound than the Yankees. So there's a lot of things that you have to consider. And right now, I'm just frustrated watching this team because it's like they take one step forward and three steps back. There's no continuity. There's no consistency. The manager is subpar, to say the least. I don't think it's going to change until there's drastic changes on this roster. And what they're going to have to do better is player development. You have to develop within. Tampa has one big contract. That's Wander Franco. Look at the rest of that roster. They're not making $30 million a year. But if you go around the diamond, you would probably take the Rays players in most, if not all, of the positions. So, there's a lot of questions with this team. I'm frustrated. I know you guys are as well. I want to hear your thoughts. Make sure you tweet us at Pinstripe Talk ND. Let us know what you're thinking about the Yankees right now and the current state of the roster. Is it time for Cashman to go? Is it time for Boone to go? Is it time for them to make massive changes to this roster? There's a lot to consider. But right now, Brian Cashman telling us don't count them out. I'm not at that point to count them out, but I'm getting very close. That's going to wrap it up for another edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. Times are tough right now, but hey, keep the faith. Let's go, Yankees. We'll talk to you really soon.